11th paper. Who's watching you? Page 54.
Once, it was an exotic gadget seen only in James Bond movies. The hero pressed a button and tracked the enemy's speeding car. But today, anyone with $300 can buy a device called a GPS tracker, attach it to a car without the driver's knowledge, and watch where the vehicle travels from the comfort of their own home. Sales of GPS trackers to employers and individuals are growing fast. According to one expert, sales of GPS trackers to private individuals have surpassed 100,000 per year, and the market is just getting started. The purpose of these devices is often seemingly innocent, such as tracking an elderly parent or a risky teenage driver. One retailer estimates that as many as 30,000 parents monitor their children's driving habits. Some devices even send a text message when the car exceeds the speed limit. In addition, GPS devices have been a great aid to law enforcement, making it easier for the police and federal agents to track down criminals. In the workplace, GPS trackers are especially popular among bosses who wish to follow employees suspected of theft or misconduct. These tools make it easy to record a person's every move. GPS trackers are extremely powerful, so powerful that when they are misused, this form of tracking can easily be regarded as harassment. This has raised questions about their legality. In a decision by the US Supreme Court in January 2012, law enforcement agencies are now required to have judicial approval before using a tracking system. Even if used legally, other ethical questions remain. It cuts into someone's autonomy to know where they are all the time and not give them the opportunity to opt out, said Jonathan Zittrain, a professor of law and computer science at Harvard University. Retailers of tracking devices defend their use as legal. You don't ask what they are going to use it for, says one retailer, and what they do with it is entirely out of our control. Only two states, California and Texas, have so far banned the use of GPS trackers without the person's consent. As the demand for tracking systems grows, which other states will say no to these ethically iffy tools?
Answer questions 1 to 8 in English according to the article. In questions 1 and 8, circle the number of the correct answer. In the other questions, follow the instructions. 1. What is the main idea of lines 1 to 4? 1. Tracking devices are mobile. 2. Tracking devices are becoming more common. 3. A tracking device costs $300. 4. Tracking devices were first introduced in the movies. 2. What information are we given in lines 5 to 15? Put a tick by the two correct answers. 1. Who uses tracking devices? 2. Who invented GPS trackers? 3. Who is forbidden to use trackers? 4. What the advantages of using GPS trackers are? 5. Why the use of trackers is problematic? 6. How to operate a tracking device? 3. According to lines 5 to 15, what do the police and employers have in common? Complete the sentence. They both. 4. Complete the sentence, lines 5 to 23. An employee would be concerned if his or her boss used a tracker because. 5. Tracking devices pose ethical questions. Name one, lines 16 to 23. 6. Retailers of tracking devices defend their use, line 24. Give an example from another paragraph when a tracking device might be useful. 7. How are California and Texas different from all other US states? Lines 24 to 28. Complete the sentence. They allow tracking only if... 8. Another title that might suit this article is... 1. Tracking people might be helpful. 2. Whatever happened to trust? 3. Serious questions about tracking devices. 4. Electronic detectives.